This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
What's up, Warriors? Yeah, we're no longer seeing our policy being set by the Thai pod-eating crowd, are we? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Those who need cry closets, safe spaces, those who need trigger words just to have a conversation. No, they no longer run this country, the 30-something, the millennials, who believe because of their degrees they know more than you do. They know more than we do. They know more than America. They know more than the world. We've put them into silent mode. They now have to go back and scheme, and they scheme and scheme against us. The basement dwellers, whom Obama considered children at the age of 26. These are the people the left want you warriors to fear? Again, welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Let me ask you a question, folks. How does it feel to be a winner? You've been at it long enough now. You've been at it a year and a half. It should have soaked into your DNA. How does it feel to be a winner? Let me tell you something. All week, I'm going to give you a lot to report on us winning. I'm going to give you the scorecard. Yeah, and you're going to be impressed. You're going to go, holy cow, that's a lot of winning. And it's going to remind you of Donald Trump talking about winning.
You're going to be so proud of me if I get in. You're going to be so proud of your president, and I don't care about that. But you are going to be so proud of your country because we're going to turn it around and we're going to start winning again. We're going to win so much. We're going to win at every level. We're going to win economically. We're going to win with the economy. We're going to win with military. We're going to win with health care and for our veterans. We're going to win with every single facet. We're going to win so much, you may even get tired of winning. And you'll say, please, please, it's too much winning. We can't take it anymore. Mr. President, it's too much. And I'll say, no, it isn't. We have to keep winning. We have to win more. We're going to win more. We're going to win so much.
Boy, I tell you what, Donald Trump knew what he was talking about. Glad you guys are here. It's Kevin Jackson Show. Oh, my goodness. Winning, winning, winning. How does it feel? Well, let me answer for me. It feels wonderful. Yeah, it feels great. The Mueller investigation, folks, is becoming a winner for us. I told you it would happen. Now, you're saying, Kevin, I haven't seen it. Where is it? Let me tell you. If you know how to look at the news, if you know how to read between the lines, I've weaved it for you. I've explained how it works. Let me tell you something. You are winning in the Mueller investigation. We'll get more into it. Poll numbers. Who do you think's winning? You think Donald Trump's numbers are going up or are they going down? Well, let me just give you a little hint. Stock market. They're going up. And the reason why they're going up is because he's, Aretha Franklin would say, giving him something he can feel to let him know this love is real. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll go Motown on you. Yeah. Trump is giving you something you can feel. You can talk a big game. You can look the part. You can be all, ooh, look at Barack Obama. You know, we're going to do this and do that. And I haven't done it by the first term. You know, I'll be gone. I can't sit him serve another one. Well, they gave him two. And he crashed and burned on that. Donald Trump is not, I mean, oh my gosh, when we get into these numbers, it's going to blow your mind. Congratulations to him for being a success. But he's giving him something he can feel. See, the difference is Barack Obama may make you feel good when you're looking, but when you get behind closed doors, they give them something they can feel. Yeah. And Trump is saying, hey, check out that paycheck. Check out that investment portfolio. Check out the happiness of mama who got that new whatever, right? Papa who got that new whatever. The kids getting these things. education paid for, whatever. People have jobs. Giving him something he can feel. We got to get that song, man. Aretha may not be a Trump fan. She's a lifelong Democrat. But let me tell you, she was singing about Trump when she was singing that song back then. Giving him something he can feel. You. He's given us something that we haven't felt in a long time. He's given us the feeling of being winners. I don't know how you take that, but I got tired of getting my butt kicked. As a person who's been involved in pugilist sports for a long time, you don't have to take many butt whoopings before you go, I don't like that. You finally got a dude, man, that said, oh, let's strap it on. Put the mouthpiece and the cup in. Let's do this. In fact, you don't even need a mouthpiece and a cup when you're not getting hit. Oh, come on now, Stormy Daniels. Come on, Michael Avenatti. Give me all your punches, Democrats. Oh, Russia, he's a puppet of Putin. Look at what the trade war is. All the things that these nutcases talk about are completely null and void when it comes to giving them something they can feel. Trump lets you know his love is real. Woo! I'm feeling good, man. Hey, the economy just called. Hold on a second. Brrr, winners! The economy. You're winning. The place where most people feel it. The place where people are. If there's anything you want a person to feel it in, it is in the economy. With Barack Obama, the economy was a good swift kick to your backside, as my grandfather might have told me. Yeah. We're winning. Hold on. China's calling. Winners. We are winning. We're winning. I was talking to somebody the other day, and the trade war. And I mean, do you understand how stupid you sound when you say Trump is about to start a trade war that we are losing $800 billion in? You better hope he starts a trade war. There's only one way to go. Up, baby. Up, 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 up. Hold on. Putin's calling. Donald Trump is winning. Y'all do know that that's not really Putin in China calling, right? Yeah, that's just me playing around. But let me tell you, if Putin would call, this is what he would say. You're winning. I know we're winning. Hey, hold on. Iran's trying to call. Oh, Iran can't call. They can't pay their bills. That's right, because Trump has devalued their currency. Trump has put a stranglehold around Iran. Folks, he's giving you something you can feel. He's giving the Democrats something they can feel, but it's serious indigestion because they don't like what's going on. But we do, and we can. And that's the reason why you are here. Folks, you're listening to Kevin Jackson. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too. Until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife. So I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Oh, this has to scare the bejesus out of the leftists. Oh, my goodness. And it has to do with Donald Trump and the primaries. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show. I would be shaking if I were a leftist with the information that I'm about to share with you. And before I even get into that, I was in a... Because I didn't get this information until over the weekend. And I was in a... Whitefish, Montana, with friends of mine, and we were trying to get this we're launching this education program that's going to attack at the social justice agenda in education at its core. And so I was strategizing with a group of people who have been donors to the program, and I hope many of you will support it. The website is seekingeducationalexcellence.org. and we're just getting it started. We've got our partial funding to get going, and it's amazing. And anyway, so I'm up there talking with these guys, and I'm going to tell you my story about the bear later on, maybe in the next hour. But long story short, I get the news that Donald Trump, and it was through Twitter, that every candidate that Trump supported last week won in their primaries. Everyone. And I was I was floored. I wasn't surprised at all to get the news, but I was floored that it happened. It was a sweep. And here was the even better news. Well, depends on how you look at it, but because it's equally good, even though I think the Trump news right there is just spectacular. But Ocasio-Cortez made a bunch of predictions and worked with different people, and every single one of them lost. Now, I want you to understand that somebody, I think it was a Tom Perez, the DNC chair, called Ocasio-Cortez the future of the Democratic Party, and every single candidate that she picked in the primaries lost. Those are his words, and those are the results. So you don't need to look at me and go, oh, Kevin, you're trying to hate on her. I know. I don't care about her. She's a cute girl or whatever, but she's an idiot. In the Democrat Party and their platform, they are idiots. And any of them who were smart would jump on the Trump train and say, look, I'm still going to hold to my Democratic principles, but I will support a president who's doing this well. And so let's jump back over. Donald Trump wins every one of the primaries that he handpicked the candidates. Do, 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 do. I like what you do. You, boop, 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 boop. When he laid his finger on you, it was an anointing, and you got through. That's pretty amazing. What a night. And it was a prelude to come, in my opinion, of exactly where we stand as Republicans versus Democrats. And here's the scary part for the Republicans. There's a guy now who has put Republic back in Republicans. This is a guy that has put I can back into Republican. Donald Trump. And the biggest race, I was told, was in Ohio, the Ohio 12 district. And the Republicans won by a razor-thin margin is what I read. And then here's what kind of shed light on it. It said in 2016, liberal activist groups, Demos and the ACLU, filed a suit against Ohio in an attempt to stop an effort to remove inaccurate voter registrations from its rolls. And Soros gave them $1.25 million to Demos in 2016, and on top of that, more than $3 million he had given in the previous years. He'd been even more generous with the ACLU, giving $35 million for Trump-related lawsuits. Ultimately, the Supreme Court ruled in favor of Ohio's efforts, 5-4 decision earlier this year. But even with the voter ID rolls cleansed, there were problems in the Ohio elections. Consider that 170 registered voters listed as being over 116 years old existed on the rolls of Ohio's 12th district when they looked at this data. 10% of Balderson's current margin of victory pending provisional ballots. So in other words, I think Balderson won by 1,550 votes or something like that. 72 voters over the age of 116 who live in Balderson's districts cast votes in the 2016 elections. Now, but here's the beauty of it. Regardless of the cheating by the Democrats, the Republicans won the seat, and you can bet this was based on Trump's involvement. He's so popular right now among Republicans that even Ted Cruz asked for his support, because Cruz is up against a guy named Beto O'Rourke. And even though they say the numbers are closing in, they have Cruz ahead by like 6.5%, Cruz is in no danger of losing. This is Cruz, and this is just my opinion, saying, hey guys, you got to donate. I'm in a fight to the death. And he'll build up his coffers so that when he's ready to make a presidential run at some point, he'll have millions and millions of dollars. It's got to look scary, because that's what I think is happening there. But Cruz did say, you know what? I'd like to get the president down here to help. Yeah, he says, I hope to see him in Texas. I think we are likely to see the president down in Texas before the elections. He said he would welcome the president's support. Cruz knows, let bygones be bygones, and you better do it fast, because let me tell you something. Donald Trump is proving to everybody that he's for real. Cruz says this, we're talking to the White House every week, sometimes every day. I've been proud to lead the effort to bring Republicans together. I don't know if I'd call him. I'd say he's leading that effort. Now, the need, if at all, the need for Cruz to bring in President Trump would normally be foreboding, but I don't think it's a need. I think Trump is saying, I'm coming in regardless, because Texas is getting too daggum purple when it needs to go back to red. So the results, Donald Trump coming in, doing his job, Cruz continuing on doing his job, the GOP of Texas getting stronger and getting filled and infiltrated with true Republicans isn't going to hurt anybody. But don't think this, that D.C. folks doesn't recognize that Republicans, all Republicans, want President Trump on the campaign trail. And when he gets involved, the results are fantastic. Now, there's still some scant discussions of this blue wave that the Democrats have flouted out there. We're going to have a blue wave. But when you understand the dynamics of the Trump midterm victory, you have to understand why they continue to say, it's not going to happen, man, because it's wishful thinking. Trump would yet again have thwarted historical norms when he wins the 2018. When I say when he wins, I'm saying it's going to be on him. It's on the president's back as to who really wins the election here, right? So when he wins in 2018 and we carry the House, the Senate, and the presidency, obviously, and he starts appointing more judges, the Democrats know just how dire this is. That's why they are on the move, man. But think about it. As popular as Barack Obama felt in 2010, the Democrats got crushed. And to use Obama's word at the time, he got shellacked. Things got no better in 2014 when more carnage occurred for the Democrats and obviously resulted in over 1,080 lost seats. Donald Trump is not going to lose in 2018. The Democrats are going to have a very difficult time explaining how he didn't lose given everything they tried to do to him.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product. Risk-free, money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Peter Strzok, the FBI agent who came under criticism for a series of anti-Trump tweets and text messages that he sent during the 2016 presidential campaign, was fired on Friday. That's at least according to his attorney. California Congressman Daryl Issa said this was long overdue, but it takes forever to fire a government employee.
Well, the process of getting rid of anyone in federal government other than political appointees is long and laborious. They're usually covered by one or even two different protections, the Civil Service Act and unions.
Investigators are beginning to look at some of the information off the Horizon airplane that was stolen by an airline employee Friday in Seattle, Washington. Jeff Price is an airline expert. He explains how someone could even steal an airplane.
It could be very easy for somebody to, with an airline employee badge, to slip in unnoticed.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, baby.
Kevin Jackson here.
Yeah, I just want you to feel this.
Sing it, Aretha.
Come on, girl, do it.
You're not too young.
I know where you're coming from, girlfriend. I know where you're coming from. Yep. Oh, yeah. I'm going to see. You're going to show me. I know it. Matter of time. Just a matter of time. Oh, it will. It will. It will. Sing it. Used to be a ghetto life. They used to be under Obama, huh? It's all right with her man, Donald Trump. Oh, yeah. Tax cuts. Oh, man, I could change the lyrics to this song in a minute. Give him something to greet them. Come on, girl. Yep. To let him know his love. Love. I love how she does it. Love. Give him something they can feel. See, that's what Donald Trump's doing. He's giving you something you can feel. He's giving all these these Democrats something they can feel at the lower level. Forget these. Forget the D.C. guys. I've proven to you how detached the D.C. people are. So much hope, is it? For material things. Now, they're not in your dreams. Girl, you got Donald Trump. Every candidate won that Trump backed in a Republican primary. Wow. And here's what was interesting about that revelation is Guy Benson. I've been going after Guy because he's one of these never Trumpers who just won't throw in the towel and say Donald Trump is the winner. So he tweeted this. If a parent, and he put in thing, narrow Balderson W win holds up, one, Trump Kasich alliance. I don't see that happening. And here's, I don't see it happening not because Donald Trump wouldn't entertain a Trump Kasich alliance. It's because Kasich isn't one of those never Trumpers. Number two, he says this, race much closer than it, quote, should have been in a red district. GOP should be relieved, trepidatious, not triumphant. So see, this is a guy who's been used to, he knows how to lose. He doesn't know how to win. He says, don't be triumphant over maintaining a seat that the Democrats went all in to win. that Donald Trump went in and flipped from 64% for the Democrats to the Republicans winning it by the razor thin margin that he says, disregard that, disregard the flip, disregard all the money that went into this, all the crooked stuff that went into that race, and just enjoy the idea. Don't enjoy the win. No, don't do that. Be fearful. Be relieved. Be trepidatious, not triumphant. See, I completely disagree. I say be triumphant. You won. It doesn't matter if you won by one vote. You won. There are no moral victories here, folks. We will maintain the House. And it won't be because, look at the amount of disparity. That's what the Democrats need. That's what the losers do. It wasn't my best day. If I get another shot at it, if only Hillary had done this or that. You know what? You had your shot. You lost. That's the end of it. I don't care if Donald Trump won by razor thin margin or he gives Hillary Clinton a good old fashioned butt whooping that he gave her. Congratulations to us. Congratulations to the country and congratulations to the world. Because let me tell you something. Silence that phone. We are better off right now, undoubtedly, because of the election of Donald Trump. Ohio, that district, is undoubtedly better off because of the election of a Republican who is supportive of the Trump agenda. Unquestionably. Anyway, number three, he goes on to say, victory optics will stave off wider panic, morale hit, and donor anxiety. Well, gee, thank you. Thank you, guy, for pointing out that a victory means we don't have to panic. Not that we should have, but it certainly would have been. I mean, a loss is a loss. You can't. I don't care how you look at it. When you lose, and it's not a good thing. Now, you can rationalize and say, yeah, it's a loss, but it's a temporary win for you. It's the way Reagan did when he lost. He says, yeah, I lost, but it's a temporary loss because I'll come back to win. The Democrats, if they had won it, it would be a temporary win. They can't hold anything. We can. The morale hit. Yeah, it would have been a morale hit. Because guess what? Winning feels good. Losing sucks. What's that saying? The only thing I hate worse than losing is not winning. But we don't. Okay, so we won. Who gets the morale hit? Well, according to him, according to Guy Benson, the Democrats still have a reason to feel good about it because it was such a razor-thin victory. And then the final point he makes is donor, not in that third thing where he says victory optics will stave off wider panic, morale hit, and donor anxiety is donor anxiety. The Republicans have struggled with donors. I talked to some very wealthy men who told me they do not donate to the Republican Party. And here's something else that will be kind of interesting for you. They don't donate to their colleges and universities, their alma maters anymore. I thank them personally. I said, way to go. Because you're doing nothing but just feeding this feeding leftism when you do that. So many of the Republicans have suffered for these reasons. The donor anxiety has nothing to do with the wins and losses anymore. It has to do with Donald Trump. If Trump goes into a district, he lights it on fire in a good way. So this is all good. This is amazing stuff. But Guy Benson doesn't want us to relish in it because, you know, well, he's a never-Trumper, and he wants to remind you that you can't feel good. And look, don't misunderstand me. He can give his opinions on stuff, and some of these are valid. Yeah, it was closer than it, quote, should have been in a red district. But what do you think's impacting that? Do you honestly believe that the Democrats are playing up and up in that district? I just went through, they got X number of people, 72 directly in the district that are over 116 years old. 72 people, which, by the way, are dead. Obviously, that's 10%, over 10% of the voters the total was 170, but 72 were directly in the district. So well over 10% were over the death age. Now, how many of them were over 100 years old? How many of them were over 90 years old? Still probably dead. When you look at the razor thin margin, is it really that razor thin? Then what else did the Democrats do to thwart the election? What else? How much money do you think they poured into Ohio 12 to go after one sole guy? Go ahead, Democrats. Shoot the wad. Spend it all right there. Empty the gun. Because you know what? That's going to crush you. If that's what you have to do in every election in order to beat us, while you're subsequently talking about, or I should say at the same time, talking about the amount of money that goes into these election cycles, you're just feeding the beast. You're feeding the beast that will come back to eat you eventually. They want, I've been dying to talk about the voter ID stuff. Donald Trump has backed them into a corner on voter ID with the whole Russian conspiracy. And we're going to get more into the Russians in a second anyway, but just the idea that, you know, these guys are now having to go really take a serious look at, when we get into the voter ID discussion, that they're going to have to take a serious look at who gets the vote and all that, it backfires. The idea that these people are spending all this money in this election cycle while decrying the amount of money that goes into the election cycles, it's going to backfire. Finally, number four, Guy Benson says this, a win is a win. Thank you, Guy, for finally pointing out the obvious. I want to segue real quickly because we're running out of time. Alyssa Milano, she says this, you know what sucks? Because of our unwillingness to pass policy that protects our election integrity, I immediately think the Green Party votes tonight are Russian meddling. Why else would anyone cast a protest vote in Ohio when there's so much at stake? Yeah, I wonder why, Alyssa Milano. So they win by a razor-thin margin. The Green Party, which is a leftist-sponsored party that Alyssa Milano likely embraces in any other time, and now she says, I think it's Russian meddling. And there are people right now, I know there was a guy in Florida, a Democratic guy in Florida, that says that the Russians were meddling in these primaries. You can't win with these folks. Yeah, the Russians who spent less than $100,000 on Facebook, that's what influenced our elections. I just said earlier, there are 172 people over the age of 116 that voted in the Ohio primaries. So, really? You're worried about election integrity? We'll be back, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Amarosa. Sounds like a cocktail, doesn't it? Sir, would you like something? Yes, I think I'll have an Amarosa with a lime. God, this girl is incorrigible. You knew it when she was on the show, didn't you? Did you watch The Apprentice? She wasn't Celebrity Apprentice. She was The Apprentice. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, here's who you're listening to. I could have won The Apprentice had I gone on. You have to be cutthroat. And I think that would have been my downfall. But I would have got into it. You know, it's kind of like I don't bother anybody till you hit me. And then, boom, it's on. I'm like a Tasmanian devil, you know, crossed with a Wolverine. That's the way it works. Glad you guys are here. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Amarosa. What a poison pill she was. These Democrats who sort of find religion, they remain suspect for me for a time. And it's because I've seen it's not a battlefield conversion. You know, it's a I don't know what prompts them. In the case of Omarosa, I don't think she ever has been a conservative. Ever. I think Trump gave her an opportunity to say, look, I appreciate your views. You were strong on The Apprentice. I mean, I don't know what he was thinking. To be honest with you, I think that was one of Trump's bad decisions. Let's just be honest, right? Omarosa was a bad decision. Trump, you're fired. It just was. This girl is she's a weirdo. I've had the opportunity to meet her, and I'm telling you, I took one personal look at her. She was with her fiance. She's married him now, but she was with her fiance. It was in Cleveland at the Republican convention. I took one look at her and I said, this is a girl who stakes out territory, and anybody that gets inside of the blast zone is killed. And she's going to be left standing. Trust me. Anyway, she's got her book out. And the book is just a work of fiction. Look, I didn't read it, but I've looked at the excerpts. And Frank Luntz has tweeted about it. I'll get to that in a second. It's a work of fiction. She should just be honest and say, look, I didn't really write a book about the White House. I'm just trying to take advantage of the little bit of celebrity I have. I have to start some mess in order to make this thing work. So that's what I've done. My grandma said, Edgar, she started a bunch of mess. She just starts some mess. I mean, you know what's so tragic about it? Is Omarosa had an opportunity under Trump to really do well. And she let her attitude and her ego get in the way. And I'm going to be blunt here. Let's go ethnic. Getting a black chick like Omarosa, who's got that chip on her shoulder anyway, giving her a power is something that you just don't do. You have to get people who are comfortable, and I mean this tongue in cheek, but comfortable in their skin, who aren't worried about black versus white. I understand her role was to communicate with the black community, but you don't do that under the cloak of blackness. And, you know, and the problem is when you go in there all sissified, you know, like, yeah, we're going to do this and do that, then you're defeating the purpose. God, it bugs me because there was a good opportunity there. I'm saying for her, Trump doesn't need her. Would you even know who this chick was if she hadn't gotten on The Apprentice? Let me give you your answer. No. You wouldn't know who she is. But now you know. She's a household word, a one-name person like Cher or Oprah. Right? Or Kevin. I'm kidding. You know, but you wouldn't know her. And now you know her, but you don't know her for good. I think she squandered that. Look, it's her life. I don't care. But to squander it and then to attack the person who gave you that one word. I don't know how she was living before. But I would predict it wasn't as good as she lives now that she's been associated with Donald Trump. Donald Trump has made Omarosa an industry. I mean, that is some pretty good power to make somebody an industry. And he didn't do it by taking taxpayer money. If Barack Obama made you an industry, he would be stealing it from somebody else. Donald Trump says, come work for me. Bing! And he touches you, and it's Midas. There are people out there probably going, Kevin, here you are again on the Trump show. You know, it's not that. I'm telling you the truth. If Donald Trump were to take a random person out of the world and say, bing, okay, Scaramucci. Now, he was a successful guy to begin with, but Scaramucci, busy, busy, busy. Corey Lowenstein, busy, busy, busy. Katrina Pearson, busy. All of these people, unknown. Now, Scaramucci had made money in his life. Wealthy guy. But Trump touches him and boom, he's a household word, the mooch. Corey Lewandowski, I've met with Corey. He told me point blank, Kev, I'm living the dream. He goes, the best thing I could do is be associated with Trump, even for that bit of time. And I'm going to tell you right now, he told me point blank to my face, I'm getting $100,000. He was going to a speaking event. I won't say the event. He said he's getting $100,000 to speak. He goes, a scrappy kid from Pennsylvania, you know, grew up lower middle class. And here he is commanding the amount of money for one event that he would have made and that he never would have dreamed in his entire life he could make, you know, in a year. And there he was. I know these guys. Trump touches you, boom, you're anointed. And that's not saying that he's some god or anything. I'm just giving you the facts. And here's Omarosa writing a book that essentially says he's a racist, he's a pig, he's the. It's nonsense. One of the excerpts from the book, he says, she walked in on President Trump eating a piece of paper. And she goes on to say, to allude, that he's crazy. He's lost it. They were quoting this girl's book the other day. I got it. We had a clip from that. Who was it? Mika. You have that clip? I know it was played the other day. Yeah. Get that for me.
My take is this. It's blunt, fair to say, but I've been there before, and I did it when it wasn't cool to do, and I'm going to do it again. He's not well. That's the bottom line. There's no way anyone who knows Donald Trump but is not bought in some way could watch him last night and not come away with a feeling that the President of the United States is completely unhinged and getting worse by the day. Perhaps the stress is really squeezing in on him. It's interesting that a former reality TV star and colleague of Trump is releasing a book with the title Unhinged. And this is a woman who knew him during his reality show days very well and then went with him to the White House, and in it she describes a reaction to a man that she had known for over a decade who is in a state of mental decline. It's a concern that we've voiced on this show during the campaign and over the last tumultuous 18 months. Try and find someone who's not politically invested or too fearful of Donald Trump or the Republican Party, who knew the man a decade ago, who will tell you that his mental state has not deteriorated radically over the past few years or changed or come out in some way. It is transforming what we're watching.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. 844-551-8255. I love how she called Omarosa a colleague. And I guess to some degree she's a colleague. But no, she's been pretty much an employee. And a colleague is somebody that tends to be at your level in terms of, you know, like you say, yeah, he's my colleague. He and I work together in the same capacity or whatever. I would say an employee of Trump is more fitting. But to make her a colleague meant that she was, you know, of equal status to the president. And she knew him. Of course she knew him. She was on his reality show. I mean, that made them buddies, right? They were aces. Of course, Omarosa knew who the president was. And she said, because, you know, she's got the background. She's a clinical psychologist or, you know, she understands the human mind. And, of course, there's nothing in it for her except to maybe sell a lot of books to a bunch of lefties. Because I'm going to tell you something. I don't know very many people on the conservative side who would. I wouldn't. If you said Omarosa's book was a dollar. No, do this. Make it 99 cents. Because, you know, it's more appealing when you drop that penny. Make it 99 cents. And I was going through the checkout at the grocery store. And I had a choice between a candy bar at $1.29 and 99 cents for Omarosa's book. I'm going candy. I'm just saying. There's not, conservatives are not waiting on Omarosa's book. Liberals are. So, look, smart move on her part. She knows her audience. She knew who she was working. And I think that's what this is. And I think behind the scenes, Omarosa may be trying to call the president to say, hey, look, it's a hit piece. I'm just trying to sell some books. But bad move on her part. Horrible. I think this is a career-ending move.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.